This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you vote yet? 24 million people, it's been estimated, have gone to the polls. Were you one of them? Let us know. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I think that bodes well that we're going to see record numbers throughout this process. What does it all mean if we break out the numbers? And you know how much I like to do that? I think the polls pretty much show that the race is tightening. So for whatever you think, as I say, you think it's a snow globe and you're turning it upside down and shaking the numbers in lots of different directions. Hey, it says to me that if any of the Democrats think that Hillary Clinton has bagged this, they are sorely mistaken, as would be those that believe Donald Trump is easily going to trounce Hillary Clinton. I really think it's going to be a lot closer than many, many people are predicting. And why do I say that? Because in CNN's poll of polls, they basically average the results for the five most recently released national surveys. Clinton has a 47% to 42% advantage over Trump. So that's still not a lot. The ABC Washington Post poll found that more than 6 in 10 say that the news that the FBI is investigating all those new emails, that treasure trove the FBI dumped out before this election that could be related to Clinton's private server, won't make a difference in their vote. 3 in 10 say it makes them less likely to back Hillary Clinton. Are people really that undecided? Undecided? How are you undecided? I just have to say, in this election in North Carolina, a must-win state for Trump, an NBC Wall Street Journal Marist University poll found this. Clinton ahead 47% to Trump's 41%, but the same poll found Clinton ahead 48-43 in early October. Looks like Florida is such a toss-up state, dead heat anywhere you look. Big, important state, lots of electoral votes. It's a dead heat. And in some cases, Trump is found to be ahead. Like the New York Times Upshot Siena poll, they put Trump in the driver's seat, 46% to 42% in Florida. If you can take off your partisan glasses for a second, you know, the rose-colored glasses, if you can take them off for a second and look at what people are really saying to you, what are you hearing from the people in your neighborhood, from your friends? Are they voting the way that you think that they should be voting? Or from the normal conversation, the normal fare, are they voting that way? Or is it something completely different? I'm curious because the undecideds decidedly have me perplexed at this point when we're just that close and so many are voting. I think it really does come down to the wire. And the big news is this. Some are calling her Dirty Donna. Donna Brazile shared additional debate questions with the Clinton campaign, according to somebody who identified her as that person. So CNN said adios. No more a CNN contributor. It's been revealed, but we heard this story before, that she gave information to the Clinton campaign as to what some of the questions were going to be. A March 12th email exchange showed Brazile, stating that she received a town hall question from Roland Martin, a TV One host who co-moderated a March 13th town hall with Jake Tapper. A March 5th email shows that she shared a question with Clinton campaign chair John Podesta and Communications Director Jennifer Palmieri that was to be asked in a March 6th debate hosted by CNN in Flint, Michigan. So, boy, does this not become, again, dirty Donna, dirty pool, pretty stupid. I don't get it. Is that going to push her ahead by knowing some of the questions? Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, so I understand you were at a rally today.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Awesome. How about you?
Well, I'm plugging in my phone here so I don't run out of juice.
You sound like Dan in Texas. I'm plugging in.
You know, I was at the Grand Rapids thing with Trump today, and I was surprised that he did so well with these teleprompters, you know? To me, right. I really hate those things because it seems to me, at the beginning, at least, he was really, you know, uncomfortable. I mean, he was reading from, but today, I mean, he was just flowing, you know, like a river through him, and he would ad-lib, and people loved him, and he really, I mean, he came out strong and up-to-date on the latest occurrences because... You know, every day, apparently, there's another bomb that goes off in the Clinton campaign, you know. And he said, you know, I don't really care about under Brazil because the big question is, why didn't Hillary report it when she saw people giving her the questions that were going to be in the debate, you see? And he's working on that judgment thing. And,
right.
That, you know, everybody went, wow, that is strong right there.
And what was the crowd like?
Well, you know, it was a noon Monday, a work day. So, you know, it was, older folks that, contractors and people who could take the day off or, you know, truck drivers took day off and stuff like that, mostly white.
Yeah.
But I was actually interviewed by the Young Turk, Young Turk Network, whatever they're called,
Young Turks,
or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you might see me on there. But
cool.
You know, it was 7,000 people. You know, it was standing room only, and they probably could have fit in another 2,000 behind the media area. But so it was a good turnout, and you know he brought out some good information there, and you know he said a couple of things that drained the swamp. But I just liked the way he was flowing with the whole technology and everything. He's learning now that these are not really puppet strings; they're aids to help him, just like paper, except you know it's high tech. That's all, and. I'm telling you, this guy is working hard. You know, after that, he went to another place, I think in Ohio, and every day he's hitting two or three places. And this guy is, you know, an older gentleman. I mean, you know, he's not 40 or 50. He is,
right.
And, you know, when he speaks about what he's going to do for the country. Hillary talks about, you know, how she's going to help, you know, increase welfare, how she's going to drag the country down. And Trump is talking about making, you know who introduced him? Bobby Knight. So you can imagine, you know.
Bobby Knight. How exciting that was to see Bobby Knight there. Yeah, I can imagine that. All right, Tomas, thanks so much for checking in with us. Catch him on the turf. As he said, Bobby Knight introducing and all that stuff. And Donald Trump in Grand Rapids. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, 'cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Wow, so you heard Tomas say that, obviously, Donald Trump, as you see, as you're watching the tube, listening to us, and you've heard snippets of Trump around the country. He's out there stumping Hillary Clinton, doing the same thing. Is it so much the war of words against each other? A little bit. You know, that's what this campaign has been about to me. But I don't think in the end that matters. In the end, what's going to matter is numbers. And so both would need numbers. If it's a coin flip, which it really feels like, even though, that's why I said, what are people saying in your neighborhood? Even though you may think, okay, listen, that's not the way it feels to me because down the street and around the block, everybody's telling me they're voting for Donald Trump or they're telling me they're voting for Hillary Clinton or whatever. I really think it is coming down to the wire. I really think it's a big mistake for people to think, well, it's an avalanche on one side, or I don't have to vote. And that goes for not just, certainly that's not just Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is Donald Trump, too. I mean, that's part of the deal here, you know. I think it's so important to go out anyway and exercise your right to vote because of the implications, and especially in an election where it could be just that close. Just that close means here's the time where, yes, the Electoral College will really, really matter. And when I say it'll really, really matter, I'm the one making the argument where it should just be pure, straight across, vote for vote. And the reason we know this, the reason that we have the Electoral College, is because initially what you did have was not equal representation. I mean, I guess we could argue about that, about do you get equal representation, since I'm a states person anyway. It's funny because coming up, we've got Tales of American Political History by Clinton Hackney Porter. And it's a brilliant one because they talk about the transfer. He talks about the transfer of power initially a couple of presidents in, and what that was like, how different it is from the pomp and circumstance of now. But just also the purity, in a sense, of the political system in its early years, how different and how far we've come in one way, pretty cool. In another way, wow, somehow we've lost, I think, that the initial intent, in a way, of our forefathers about the right to vote, about the process, about the people that we're putting up. I mean, for goodness sake, Donna Brazile and giving questions, that is just stupidness. I don't get it. So she gets these town hall questions from Roland Martin, or a question, and then she gets a question from John Podesta and the communications director. I mean, come on. So to give her an edge to say, hey, yeah, we've got the questions, as though she can't answer the questions or whatever. And then once again, putting her in the middle of that, this just so shows the stupidity of it. So, of course, CNN bounced her. Of course that happened. Now, Jake Tapper is denying sharing that question or any others with Brazile or anyone else. He's saying that didn't happen. So take that where you want to take it. But I just have to assume, I'm going to assume, you know what they say about assumptions, but I'm going to assume, why would CNN say, okay, forget this, if they were so sure something wasn't poisoned here, you know? CNN is saying, though, a spokesperson for the network is saying, we never gave her access to questions or prep material or the list or background information or any of that. But somebody had to have shared it. So she just didn't invent it. I don't think so. All right. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
This is Texas, Dan. Okay. Listen, I got something for you. It's a joke. This New Jersey turkey was on the ground, and the farmer was down there with a hatchet in his hand. And the turkey looked up at him and said, forget about it. I'm full of gluten. You wouldn't want to ruin your health.
You wouldn't want to ruin your health. I love it. Gluten. Gluten. I love it. That's good. Ba-dum-bump. I like it.
Okay. Now, this personnel director was telling this new hiree that this one guy was standing by the wall when he had a dummy that he was doing the voices for. And there was another guy that was standing by the wall facing him, and he was scared to death. Eric standing up on end, face looking him with pure fear. And the personnel director turned to the new hiree, and she says, the big guy's really cool, but don't let the little guy get anything on you. He's a gossip.
He's a gossip. Yeah, there you
okay.
go. I got it.
Last but not least of the jokes. Last but not least of the jokes. The Grim Reaper was sitting across from an IRA agent, and the agent says, of course we could forget about the audit and just everybody go about their lives as normal.
As normal. IRS agent, yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, it is normal, not nice. Good job.
Okay, now,
I like
Donna,
it. You're in
Donna,
the role.
Donna Brazile used to be the lover of Sonny Abacha, who was the head of Nigeria, who took an overdose of Viagra and killed himself. he had a heart attack. That was with a T, not a D. And but she was his lover. And she's as crooked as a dog's hind leg. And she could go to jail over this. I mean, and CNN is trying to pull themselves away because she had involvement with Hillary in passing the answers. This is fixed, baby. This is fixed. You can see it. I can see it. We can all see it. And I'm telling you,
yeah.
Everybody I talk to says it's going to be a landslide. It's going to be Reagan all over again. It's going to be a bumper downfall for Hillary. Plus, this new stuff that's coming out. Don't forget also, this week coming up, WikiLeaks is going to come up with a bombshell that's going to absolutely send her to jail. They've got the goods, and they're going to drop them. And this routine that's going on now, the news media is scared to death that Comey's going to find what he's going to find, and Hillary is trying to put on the face that she can, but this girl is going down. She's not only going to go down, she better find another country to go to where they don't have extradition, because her and Bill, this game is up, baby. This game is over. That's all for me, babe.
All right, Dan says this game is over. What do you say? Let me give you the numbers. 855-266-5283. And when you talk about the WikiLeaks deal, as Dan said, and something else is going to be dumped out, well, certainly there is a great chance of that. The Clinton campaign is accusing Comey of double standard. The campaign manager called John Podesta, called on the FBI director to explain why he rushed to disclose new information about the investigation while reportedly opposing a statement that the Russian government was seeking to influence the election. We don't take a deep breath right now because we're in the last week of voting, early voting, and ultimately on the 9th, when everybody wakes up, what are they going to find? Who is the president that's going to occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Donna Brazile, this whole thing with her is just another ridiculous piece of nonsense. I really, of everything that we've talked about, I just don't understand this because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, a debate question here or there, it's not like you have every single answer. Here's the makeup of the crowd. Here's exactly what's going to be asked. We're saying a few little questions here and there, so that's not going to sway a debate. I don't understand why would you risk leaking that out. Of course, there's nothing but denials across the board, but we heard this, you know, almost immediately. It was a couple days later after the last debate that we had heard that. So this isn't a news story. It's just more flushed out. And in the email exchange, Brazile mentions Roland Martin by name and offers to provide more than just one town hall question, by the way, that she was known to have shared with the campaign. She said, I'll send a few more through some questions Roland submitted. Nice. Oh, me, oh, my, oh. Hang with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
In the darkness at 4 a.m. on the morning of March 4th, 1801, John Adams, President of the United States, went to the Stagecoach Depot in Washington and climbed aboard for a ride to his home in Massachusetts as a regular citizen. A few hours later, Thomas Jefferson walked to the Capitol to be sworn in as the new president, with almost no fanfare at all. A very orderly transfer of power had occurred. It may not seem like much today, but it was an absolutely historic and remarkable event for its time. There were no organized political parties then. The Constitution was only 14 years old, and the nation had only had two presidents. Though there were no political parties, there were clearly two political factions. One believed in a strong federal government, and the other faction was passionate about the states having more power. Join us again for the amazing revolution of 1800. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
Well, how about that? Talking about the transfer of power back in the day, Tom Jefferson, John Adams, whole different story as we fast forward to who will be our next president. So we have Trump, who's now fending off, and maybe not fending off that much. He was asked about it and just kind of brushed it off. But the story about Trump today is that he's refusing to pay his campaign pollster $767,000. Tony Fabrizio is his name, and he was hired, but apparently the Republican presidential nominee took some issue with some of the services provided by the GOP strategist who's advised candidates from the 1996 Republican nominee, Bob Dole, to Florida's Governor Rick Scott. So anyway, they're disputing $767,000 that Fabrizio's firm says it is still owed for polling. So they obviously were paid as a vendor more than that. And of course, this is the thing with Trump. Hillary Clinton mentioned it in one of the many debates, that he's accused of failing to pay vendors and contractors hired by the real estate empire he's running, painters, dishwashers, brokers, real estate brokers, and the music store that provided the pianos for his Taj Mahal casino. And he says he pays fairly, and he's withheld payments only when he was not happy with somebody's services. So this, when he was asked about this, it was just kind of a, you know, we are disputing it, so that's what we're doing here. We're disputing what the money that is owed, because we didn't agree with some of what happened, some of the polling that was done. So we'll see where that all ends up. I think the last week of this campaign and the potential for some other WikiLeaks bombshells to go off, which is what we keep hearing, that there's going to be something that you won't believe that's going to be released, has the Democrats a little unnerved, very unnerved to say the least, because, you know, we're in the final throes, the final push of the longest week. It really is the longest week. There's no doubt about that. In politics, this is more than the seventh inning stretch, to use a baseball analogy. All right, let's go to Jack. Hey, pal, how are you?
I've had better days, Kate. I was heading into work this morning on my motorcycle, and I hit a kangaroo doing about 60 mile an hour.
Are you kidding me? Wow, what, did it just jumped out at you?
Yeah, jumped out in the dark. There was nothing.
Wow.
I missed the bigger of the two roos, and the bike's written a mess, and thankfully nothing broken.
Oh, thank goodness. No kidding. Is that a common thing that happens in Australia?
Yeah, yeah. Just like deer or sheep anywhere in the rural roads, you know, in the United States.
Wow.
You know, if it's not a lumping great kangaroo, it'll be a wombat or the occasional deer as well here, or somebody's livestock that's gotten out. You know, the joys of living in the rural areas for that small town life.
Thank goodness you're all right. It's brutal.
Yeah. But I tell you what, the Australian government are just about soiling their diapers over the U.S. presidential election.
And why is that?
Well, half of them are scared that Hillary will get elected. And the Australian defense spending, after all these years that we've been an ally in the war on terror, there's not much money left. And they're scared that Hillary will plunge the world into a massive war. And the other half of the government is scared that Donald Trump will get elected. And the investigations into Hillary will expand, and they'll go down with her. Because it's now starting to get covered in the Australian media that the Australian government gave the Clinton Foundation some $15 million for some strange reason.
Oh, that's why then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. So that goes to the problems with the foundation and the money they accepted.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And so there's a lot of conversation, huh, about that?
Well, you know, they try and gloss over it. I mean, the media here is as corrupt and blinded as it is there. I mean, the media here is trying to sell Hillary like she's the second coming and belittling Trump at every opportunity. And, you know, whenever there's something about Donald Trump, it is usually negative, just like it is there. And that's mostly because the major television news agencies here all get their American coverage from the, you know, networks like ABC and NBC.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And that makes sense. I mean, of course, that makes sense that they're digesting that, yeah.
Yeah, even if they've got their own bureaus, like I know that most of the TV stations have their own bureaus in Washington and LA and New York. But I mean, even then, I mean, it's just like listening to Rachel Maddow a lot of the time.
Right. Oh wow! Well,
there's nothing fair, balanced, or even objective about what's coming out about the presidential election here.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, it's funny. Somebody said, I guess it was Michael Loftus, my pal, the writer, the comedian, who said it's like journalism has taken a dirt nap.
Well, a long time ago, many, 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 many years ago, I used to date a journalism student. And, you know, every now and then I'd finish work a little bit early and sit in at the end of the lecture. And, you know, I always came out with the feeling, hang on, these journalism students are being taught the mantra of never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Well, that's not journalism.
No.
You know, one of the qualifying criteria is fictional writing to get into an Australian journalism school.
Yeah. Wow, that's ridiculous.
So, you know, imaginative writing, fictional writing. It's no wonder that people are turning away from traditional media sources these days.
Wow. And yeah, no kidding, because you have to make up, first of all, you should always make up your own mind anyway, but if you can't just get facts and the best information possible and it's slanted all over the place, well, then of course it's then, and it's more like opinion versus here's what's really we know to be the facts and you decide. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, coverage of the FBI's reopening of the email scandal has barely rated a mention here.
Wow.
But, you know, a prostitute claiming that Donald Trump groped her 30 odd years ago is still a talking point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I want to come back to the US where at least the people are saying
you think. No kidding. You think. Definitely. How's everything else, okay?
I found a new appreciation for my wife a couple of weeks ago.
Yay!
I realize now I'm getting old. And it's not so much the gray hair, and it's not so much that I passed my first kidney stones, which is how I got my new appreciation for my wife. I came home and apologized for, you know, it was that painful. And for any guys that don't know, it is the closest thing a man can experience to a woman giving birth.
Yes.
So that night I came home, kissed my wife, and apologized for our four children.
That's brilliant.
But I realized I was getting old, and it's not the gray hair. It's not the fact that I'll be 50 in January, not even the kidney stones. It's that Taylor Swift has been around long enough to now be heard on a classic hits radio station.
Oh. Oh. Next thing is she's going to be Muzak, and then you will really feel old. Oh, that's wild. Oh, no kidding. Sorry about the kidney stones and the kangaroo, but good to hear from you, Jack. Take care. How about that? You never think about it. You know, you think about deer, and he's right, and kangaroos, of course. Where are they? In Australia, all over the place. And how about the way they're disseminating information in that country? Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Coming off the heels of a couple of interesting conversations at the top of this show as we went to Michigan, Texas, and across the pond or around the pond a couple of times to talk to our pal Jack. I'm going to leave the phone lines open at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, talking about the polls, talking about the final week, the longest week, some would say, because this is it. I mean, you know, you're either in or you're out, period. Whether you've got somebody giving you questions or you have a contractor disputing what you owe them, it is about the votes and the Electoral College. Some of the things that have come out of the Clinton campaign, boy, I just don't understand. Like Huma Abedin, I don't understand Clinton's loyalty to her. I get it that all that's happened with Anthony Weiner is Anthony Weiner, But if you had somebody that close to you, you already know that you have albatrosses around your neck. You got to cut them loose and say, whatever you say, you're fabulous, you helped me, what can I do? You know, part of being a leader is the ability to know and spot and see when you're in a foxhole with somebody and you're loyal and they have your back, you have their back. It's in the best interest of what it is that you're doing. But at some point, if somebody's that much of a liability, especially when we're talking about this presidential race, I think it's a weakness not to have to be able to, you know, cut somebody. To be able to cut somebody, I suppose, is the better way to say that. So 22 million ballots are in. Whew, 22 million. We are a week away. Wow. In Texas, the number of early voters is higher than in the previous presidential election. Most of those ballots were cast before FBI Director James Comey announced on Friday that the Bureau was reviewing a new treasure trove of emails related to Hillary Clinton. Also, early voting in Texas has showed increase among Hispanics and across other states, too, by the way, with available data, and largely decreased among young people. So it's interesting in looking at the 2012 early voters. Like I said, Texas has jumped exponentially the amount of people who have come out. North Carolina has gone up. More voting in Georgia, more voting in Arizona. So isn't that interesting that we're seeing that people are just boom? Let's, so far, 15 states have provided daily totals of votes cast by mail-in ballots or at special early voting stations. The numbers were compiled by a data analytics firm, and they show the comparison that I'm talking about. Texas definitely stands out in all the early voting compared to everywhere else. But the Hispanic vote is up very, very high. Young voters between 18 and 29 years old have decreased in all states, but one, that one state is Virginia. Can't count on the young people to vote for you. That's why a lot of resources, even though it was mentioned again and again, really weren't, I think, in either campaign, weren't really pushed in that direction. All right, Everett is in Washington. Hello, Everett. How are you?
Great. Trump ain't got nothing to worry about. He's just like my Las Vegas Raiders. Just win, baby.
And so are you seeing all just Trump signs mostly? You know, I've heard that from a lot of people, too. Mostly Trump signs.
It's out there.
Yeah.
I think if the election's on the up and up, I think he's going to win big time.
And you just think that, you know, it's polls that are showing it, and so there is some votes on the other side. But that clearly, there's no question it's him.
Oh, yeah. Trump's going to be president, and the Raiders are going to the Super Bowl, baby.
I just told someone today that I really like the Raiders. I don't care how many penalties they get. I love Derek Carr, and he's winning, winning, winning. And if it's not this time around, they're going to certainly be formidable in the future. I agree with you on the Raiders. So if your analogy is Trump is like the Raiders, then you got something there, Everett. No doubt about that.
I've been a Raiders fan since I was a little kid, but everybody seems to get on the bandwagon now after all these years. You know, I'm in Seahawk country, and I love giving it to them.
Oh, especially now. Hey, Russell Wilson, you got married. You have your big contract. What in the world is happening with Seattle? Are you kidding? Your glory days might be behind you. Yeah, no offensive line. And if you don't have an offensive line, especially with a guy like a Russell Wilson, or really most quarterbacks anyway, come on, let's face it. If you look at historically, the glue of the team, the quarterback and the people in front of them, that's when, you know, they get to you, they blitz you, they're on you, and before you know it, you're sacked, you're down, you're dropping, you're hurried. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a wacky year this year. There's going to be all kinds of different teams in there.
I think so, too.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's very crazy. Even the Dallas Cowboys with Dak Prescott. No, Tony Romo's not getting back into that huddle, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Vegas will probably have I can see them in Vegas, the Raiders, and they'll probably have strippers for cheerleaders or something, you know.
Oh, too funny. Hey, Everett, thanks for the call, buddy. That's good stuff. All right, so, you know, it's interesting. There's this kind of a side note where he's talking about the Raiders. The Raiders are definitely, I think, moving to Vegas. It's just a question of, you know, Vegas is saying, bring it, bring it, bring it. And the league is saying, okay, we want it. And it's just a question of getting the stadium. They've got to get a stadium. They've got to get the total support for it. And it certainly looks that way. I was just reading, just as a quick side note here, I was just reading the Las Vegas Review Journal. I used to live in Las Vegas. It's funny that Everett brought that up, and I'm pretty much on top of what's going on in their situation. And the Raiders pitched a $1.9 billion stadium, 65,000 seats. I mean, they're working on this for sure. Sheldon Adelson, he's helping because he's the guy who's Mr. Vegas. He's the one. And, you know, you got to figure, what does that need for tourism? And the infrastructure committee met to talk about it. And, you know, they've got to have people sign off on it. But that possible move is becoming very much more possible. I don't know. Let's put it that way. You know, some are saying it's shaky ground. But taxpayers, are they going to chip in $750 million to build the stadium? Will they do that if they have to financially do that? The Raiders owner is Mark Davis, and he's got to get Adelson to want a piece of the Raiders, I guess, in return for the stadium. So we'll see where it ends up. And would the people in Vegas support it? You know, that would be the other thing. I don't know. I live there. I think maybe, yeah. Professional sports, to have a team there and to be able to go root for that team, to have a professional team. And certainly initially, if they could play well, I think you would draw people out. It has to be domed. Or if we're going to say it has to have great air pumped into it somehow. Giant fans, because otherwise you'd melt, wouldn't you? And of course, they couldn't have any one-armed bandits, at least I don't think inside the stadium, but that would be pretty wild, wouldn't it? Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.